I'd like to call this work session to order for the Amherst Town Council on May 14th, 2025. The work session is for the review of the proposed budget. Ms. Morgan, this is your show to answer any questions anybody's got here, so.
Who would like to start off talking to Ms. Morgan?
Well,
Go ahead.
I have no real questions. My only comment on the budget is that I'd like to see us put that policy back in place in the budget for allowing nonprofits out of town to have in-town rates.
Could you explain that again?
I said I'd like to propose that we add that policy back in what we used to have, where nonprofits out of town could get the town rate.
For water rates.
She used an email today, she sent.
And I support that also.
But that's my own comment on the budget.
Okay. What I would like to do, because when we go into the meeting, I would like us to be pretty much ready to vote. So I would like any discussion anybody has now on that proposal that Mr. Watts put out.
I have talked with Mr. Martin, he's ready to vote. Board, same way.
I won't be voting for it. I have no discussions with him, I've done that before.
Okay.
I was actually surprised how long it had been, like when I got the email today going back, it was back in FY22, it was the last time we had that. It felt like it had been more recent than that.
Yeah, it did.
It was FY22, so I've got the language prepared if you want.
Okay, so we know what we're going with that.
Yeah, we know what we're going with that one. Ms. Wheaton, did you have anything you'd like to discuss with the group or with Ms. Morgan?
Yes, sir.
All right, Ms. Morgan, do you have anything you would like to add or subtract or?
So the, what's in the packet for tonight does not include the updated total. That's not, because remember I had to update the totals for Jared. So, and I thought I resent you the updated sheet.
Pulled it off of the finance folder, the budget folder. Is that not the right one?
Not the full packet, no. So the only, so the new sheet includes the correct totals for the end of the budget, the bottom number.
Okay.
And it also includes the changes that we talked about at the last meeting, where we took the museum down to $2,500 from $3,000 request, where we zeroed out second stage, and the Neighbors Help the Neighbors, we took it down to $1,000.
Is that in the one you gave us, the first, the packet?
No, I didn't realize that the one that was on the drive was not the correct one. So
okay.
I put the one from last time. That's why she,
that's
so she's going
mentioned.
Over, yeah, she's going
oh,
to change.
What page is that? So y'all have the paper. It doesn't matter. It's in the original budget though, isn't it? That we have here.
You thought maybe you were fighting fire.
No. Or either swimming, one or the other. All right, let's go.
That's
before
fine. That's,
we get, Jared, we've run around for anybody that had anything discussed. We talked about the going back to the 501c3 organizations that live outside of town,
mm-hmm.
the town in rates. Do you have anything regarding the budget that you would like to discuss? All right, go ahead, y'all go back. I just wanted to make sure he was in the loop.
Tracy, in the brochure that you gave us, the slip packet, so is that correct?
I'm sorry, that does include budget change.
That's good.
We talked about that at the first meeting.
Okay.
We talked about that at the first meeting, so that is updated in this.
Okay,
so
thank
this
you.
Packet does include $20,000 that we discussed for the park improvement. and then it includes taking neighbors helping neighbors down to 1,000.
Right, I see it now.
Yep.
Thank you.
Yeah, so that's changed.
Okay.
Mike, did you have anything else?
Typo on page 86, you got it? That's it.
Okay. Yeah, I thought you whispered something to us, but I thought maybe that's had something to do with it. All right, does anybody have anything else? If not, what is this week supposed to be anyway?
Possibly noise.
You want to go back and look on the board?
Do you want to pick up discussion on something?
Well, it's 10 minutes after. We might as well make it productive since we're all here.
Let's act like city.
Well, we can sit here and fight. And then when somebody says, don't talk to me, Mayor, then we can have an explosion.
Don't talk to me, Mayor.
All right.
Start singing.
That one was wild, too.
No, we ain't going there.
Lord have mercy. Let me pull up where we were.
I'm gonna go back and look on your board. You got them written on your board.
I do, but I was gonna just pull up my weekly report and see which things we had coming up and go over what they were. Actually, the next one we have coming up is the trash contract.
That's next month, right?
Mm-hmm.
Has anybody bid on it yet?
We have not put it out to bid. One of the things I want to do with y'all before we take it out to bid is actually go over things that you would like to consider within a trash contract. I got a copy of what the town of Appomattox did because I think there were a couple things that they had that I really liked. So I think when we do take it out to bid, what I would like to do is take trash and recycle out separately so that it'll be in the same thing, but we'll get them priced separately so that you can see what the difference is to add in recycling. The town of Appomattox included a provision that instead of having a bulk pickup where you have to call and request the bulk pickup, they have a set day that they have bulk pickup that once a month that they're just going to make a circuit through all the routes in town, and if you have bulk items, you just put them out on that day. And I think that just seems like a much easier way to handle it. There is also the possibility that if the council would like to consider anything like leaf collection or, you know, brush collection or anything like that, we could talk about getting a price for that as well. So the big reason I have that listed as a work session, and if y'all are prepared to do so, we can have the conversation now, is just to see what items you want to make sure that we include in that contract so that we get the results you want from it.
All right, so do you have anything shows what we had in the old contract?
Yes, and Tracy regularly has to deal with, you know, when somebody says something and they're told that they can't do that, then Tracy has to pull out the contract and explain why that we do have the right to have that. Like with the bulk pickup, they're like, we don't really do that. Yes, you do.
I'm just curious if that new company's been...
Do you have a way that they didn't?
They have sometimes argued about some of these things, and we will end up having conversations where we have to pull the contract and explain what they're obligated to. And that happens because of the fact that they weren't the ones who did the contract to begin with.
Right.
They purchased that contract.
Because I see this new company sticking up signs, FRB or something.
That's the same company that used to be what's now kind of Waste.
Well, then how come they're putting up signs?
What do you mean putting up signs?
Call us. They're putting up little road signs. Call us for trash pickup.
In town?
Yes. I pulled them up.
Pull them up. Because that's just somebody doesn't know. That's somebody putting them out doesn't know where you put them.
Well, yeah, that's why I picked them up, because they're all on the edge of the road. But they're advertising in Madison Heights. They're advertising everywhere.
Yeah.
So I was just wondering.
Yeah, they're the group that sold to County Waste.
But now they guess they're starting again.
Yes.
The one that sold, that doesn't sound like the right name. It's Waste Co. This is the group, the one that this email's from, Waste Co.
Waste Co. is the old ones?
That's the Beasley people.
This FRB is a new one.
I want somebody that's got reliable equipment that's going to work.
So this is your existing contract that you have, And we, you know, obviously your existing contract does have both garbage and recycling. A few years back, we did go to county waste and ask like what the price differential was to get rid of recycling because they started having to charge more for those services. So at that time, the council decided to keep recycling. I do anticipate that when you look at this again, that that cost of recycling is going to go up again. County waste, when the folks purchased county waste, they've also purchased the recycling facility. So they do have a single stream recycling facility that they're taking all of these things to. I suspect that whether it was them or, you know, this other group that is the Beasley people, I think they would still be taking it to county waste because they've got that facility and that's the only kind of local one there is. So those were the big items I wanted to, are you comfortable with the idea of doing a once a month bulk pickup? I think that that would work better for our customers.
My thing, so that'll make a lot of people happy.
It would, but all you got to do is set your junk at the curb and someone's going to steal it.
Well, you're right.
It's okay with me. If it disappears from
the curb. I put stuff at the curb and that happens and it's okay.
That's right.
So question. So my personal belief is we should keep the regular obvious trash pickup and I would like to see us keep recycling. I believe, and we were discussing that before, I spoke to the community members and they really like it. Mm-hmm. You know, and again, I'm not speaking to cost because we haven't seen
right.
that.
Right.
And when you say bulk pickup, does that mean like my old chair or anything I can carry to the curb, they'll take once a month? I think that would be interesting. I would like that, maybe something else to try.
It would be nice.
It would be nice.
Now what about, for me, I'm single, I have to find someone to pick up my leaves, or I have to haul them somewhere. You mentioned leaf or stick pick. How would that be? People dump their leaves on the street, or do you put them in bags? Do you have any idea what that would be like?
So there's a lot of... There's different ways you can do it. So you can do leaf pickup. We could simply say that the leaf pickup would happen with leaves and garbage bags at the same time you were doing bulk pickup. So when they're doing the bulk pickup, we're also going to say that you can put up leaves during the season that are bagged. So bagged leaves could go out there. But the other thing is I really wanted to know whether council had any interest in having any kind of like service where you got a company to come in and do like leaf vacuuming, you know, tree and stick pickup where, you know, people dragged brush out to the curb. If that was something that y'all felt like was a service that we should get priced or whether that was something that...
Well, I think personally if we price say a la carte sort of, well, we like price on this, we like price on this,
right.
we like price on this.
And then we can take
and
out what we don't
want.
Yeah,
it wouldn't hurt, would it? Just
no.
Get
yeah, we get a price because then we can throw out what we don't like.
Yeah, what's too high or whatever.
Yeah, because we don't want to price up trash and then people are screaming really loud while their monthly water bill went up.
Right.
And then it's because we priced in a big...
A convenience for Janice Wheaton.
Yeah.
she didn't want to carry her...
No, there are
the road.
People that would use that too.
Yeah.
I wouldn't, because I'm too lazy to drag it to the road. Well, I got too many leaves to drag to
yeah.
the road.
I mean,
well, then it would be a service. You know, I don't know if I like the vacuum cleanup, but hey, we don't know. Don't have to. Explore
well,
that option and see
what we'll
about.
Do is we will leave that open and
yeah,
ask them for how they could address leaf and brush pickup and how much it would cost. And
nice.
So I think you might end up with some people saying, you know, we're going to do it, you know, some places will actually just do it like two or three set times and come through with the vacuum truck and the chipper. And then some places will just say with your bulk pickup, but we'll give them the option to respond to it.
I think the city does it, what, three times a year maybe?
Probably.
Couple times a year,
and
they
at least
you get your leaves to the curb, and they'll vacuum them up.
Yeah, they vacuum them up. Yeah, because then that's when you ride down like through the neighborhoods or through like Rivermont and Boonesboro, and the whole sides of the road, a lot of the parking area is gone because there's leaves all by them.
But you know, for me, it would be too hard to get them all out there. I'd get them in a bag, but then I have to unless they did both the bag and the loose leaves, because I couldn't get all those leaves there. To the road and have them back. Does that make sense? I mean, I can see that in the city. We have a small yard, but I guess that's something to discuss when you find out the details.
Yeah, we, I mean, like Kendall said, and he said, let's get it, if everybody agrees now, let's get it a la carte, like, for lack of a better term, and then we can piece it together what we want. Would that work?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. We can price them individually. Are there any other services that you would be looking for in regard to trash collection that we do not currently have that you would like to see us add?
I'd like them not to be running them down the road at 3:00 in the morning.
You can add a time frame.
Well, see, the current one has a time frame. I don't think they're supposed to be out before either 6 or 8, even in the current one.
They're out. I know they come by my house about 7:00. Should be coming back.
I pass them coming into town when I'm leaving for work between 2 and 3.
Yeah, it's in the contract.
Yeah.
They're not supposed to be. I think it's either 6 or 8.
I know that, but they cheat.
I'm thinking. You hear Mr. Driscoll? It's about 7:00 because I can hear them on Glenway.
What is the time you would not like them to be earlier than?
I would say 7.
Six or 7.
6 or 7. Yeah. If they could do it all at 7, I think that would. Well, yeah.
Okay.
Because they'll miss a lot of this.
Because, I mean, I know the truck's coming into town between 2 and 3 in the morning. Now, where they're going, I don't know. So nobody's complaining, but...
Maybe they head to the park.
I have in the past heard them out there. At 3:00 in the morning.
Yeah, I would, there would be a noise issue with that.
But that won't interfere with the school buses, or is that?
Well, that's what
you were. Someone was over there was saying.
I was getting ready to say that.
Yeah. Well, we'll find out.
Yeah, I think if they start at 7, if they start at 6, they would be good. Well, the problem is school buses start at 5:00 in the morning, picking up kids, and they run until elementary school puts in 9:45 or something like that. So. We're going to have it going in that time frame no matter what.
Yeah, that's true.
So.
Yeah, they're going that time frame now. So, I mean, I know that they don't finish by 7:00.
Who do?
The current people.
Oh, no. Well, they don't finish it.
So they're going during school time.
They are, because sometimes they don't pick up our recycling until like 10:30. So, I mean, because it's a different truck.
Yeah.
But, you know. So it just, and sometimes they don't pick up. I know on the opposite side of Main Street from me, they're 2 hours later picking up their trash than they are picking up mine.
Yeah.
So that's running them probably into 9:30, sometimes 10, 11 o'clock. They're still picking up trash off Main Street. I don't know if you've noticed it, Jared.
They're usually about 5:45-ish miles. Yeah. It seems like. For one of the other, I'm not sure.
Yeah, probably the trash, because it seems that the recycle is always later. So, all right. Well, yeah, we'll address that. I'm good. Is everybody good with that? She brings it back when we get ready to get started. All right. Does anybody else have anything they'd like to say? If not, we'll see y'all back here at 7. This is recess. The town council.
All right.
So when is dinner?